Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
What a life I lead in the summer, what a life I lead in the spring, what a life I lead when the wind it breeze, what a life I lead in the spring, what a life I lead when the sun breaks free as a giant. What a life I lead in the
the devil and praying to the Lord that the devil won't take me and the Lord will save my soul while my hot rod's beating out the rock and roll to the hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
To the hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
To the hot rod boogie, shaking to the rock and roll. I saw something coming at a terrible pace. I thought right then that he wanted to race. So I shoved it to the floor and said, bless my soul, why my hot rod's pounding out the rock and roll. To the hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
To the hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
To the hot rod boogie, shaking to the rock and roll. Super. I saw right then it was a big state trooper. He pulled me over just before I crossed the line. I knew right then I was in for a fight. We're doing the hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
We're doing the hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
We're doing the hot rod boogie. And shaking to the rock and roll. The next state court, I stood before the judge. I didn't move a muscle, didn't dare to budge. He cracked down his hammer, said 110. Don't ever let me see you in this court again. We're doing the hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
The hot rod boogie.
Hot rod boogie.
We're doing the hot rod boogie. And shaking to the rock and roll.
There's no denying.
In love with you, girl, is just like dying.
Clouds on my brow. How can I make you stay? Don't turn away. I can still hear you saying those words that never were true. Spoken to
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
the makeup on his face. Lopped his long black hair, his animal grace. The boy in the bright blue jeans jumped up on the stage, raised his daughters, sang songs of darkness and disgrace.
I've been waiting for you all day.
Wait, hold on. I am being sweet talked by the couch?
That's right. Just sit down here on your comfy couch and don't move a muscle.
Mm.
Let's just sit and watch TV.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
Come in, let me give you some sugar. You still love chocolate, don't you?
Back off, couch man.
Dorothy?
I'm tired of what you're doing to my friend. Ayana, don't let him sweet talk you.
But baby...
That's enough from you. Let's go window shopping, girl. Like maybe for a new couch.
When temptation is calling, call on your sisters to provide you with the motivation and love you need. Eat right, get active, and reduce your risk of cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. Go for success with the power of sisterhood. For more information, go to everydaychoices.org. Brought to you by the American Cancer Society, the American Diabetes Association, the American Heart Association, the Ad Council, and this station.
We'll be right back.
I was taught a month ago to bide my time and take it slow. But then I learned just yesterday to rush and never waste the day. Now I'm convinced the whole day long that all I learn is always wrong. And things are true that I forget, but no one taught that to me yet.
Thank you. Thank you very much, you're very kind. I can't see you, I'm blind.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Yes, it did. Down in Monterey, young God smiled upon the crowd. Their music being born of love. Children dance night and day. Religion was being born. The birds and the airplane did fly. Oh, Ravi Shankar's music made me cry. The hoop exploded into fire and light. Hugh Masekela's music was black as night. Day, the everybody's mind. Jimi Hendrix, baby, believe me, set the world on fire. Yeah, His Majesty Prince Jones smiled as he moved them off the ground. 10,000 electric guitars were grooving real loud. Yeah. You wanna find the truth in life? Don't pass music by. And you know I would not lie. No, I would not lie. No, I would not lie. Down in Monterey.
Don't you cherish me to sleep? It was 99 years ago today that all this took place. exactly 99 years ago on a Halloween a long time ago, and this whole story that I'm about to tell you took place in a place that you all know well. It's called Game Edge.
Game Edge. Wilson, keep no fresher. I lay this hate on you.
Well, the funny thing was that 100 years ago, nobody really knew what Halloween was, and everything was still hunky-dory and peace and love, so this whole story was really the beginning of the history of Halloween. And what happened was, you had your Game Henge here. If you can picture, if you will, Game Henge, it's a beautiful, lush, tropical area with a forest and a mountain and a green field going off into the sky. And there's this little town that everybody lives in, right? And in this town is this old man and his dog. Now, he had lived there for many years, but as time went on, he began to be ostracized by the people of the town. And people would make fun of him. He was kind of a weird-looking guy, and people would make fun of him and point at him and say things about his dog. So as time went by, he found himself getting pushed farther and farther away from the townspeople, and he moved far up into the hills. So he's living up in the hills there, and because of the fact that the townspeople had pushed him out, he began to hate all the people in the town. And growing up in the hills, he became exactly how they saw him. So he's up in the hills and becomes kind of uglier and meaner, and he really hates all the people. And on this particular day, he's standing up there with his dog, and his dog is also becoming more and more evil. And they're walking along, and all of a sudden, on this one special day, they start to feel this strange vibration coming out of the ground. He's walking along in the woods, and he starts to feel the ground beneath his feet start to vibrate slightly. I think that we can kind of recreate that for you if you... Yeah, that's it. I think I can feel it. And what had happened was, here he was living up in the woods, and he had come across a strange, you know, the universe was kind of in line, and he had come across what we like to call the vibration of life. 7 beats per second. He felt it underneath his feet, and he could feel it. But the strange thing was, on this particular day, being that it was the first Halloween ever, the vibration of life had something strange going on to it, and the spirit of Satan and the evil people beneath him and all the evil spirits in the world had somehow gotten in the way of the vibration of life. And suddenly he found that he was actually standing up above the vibration of death. So the vibration of death was vibrating beneath the old man's feet and the dog and everything. And he's standing there, and the dog starts wandering into town. Now, meanwhile, somewhere in the town, there's this young kid named Jimmy.